Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
We do need wisdom in a culture that's just lacking it.
Yes.
Between all the things that you see on social media as well as just around us.
Yeah.
It's just everywhere. And it really comes from a scripture that just points us to the wisdom of God. And we can have wisdom, obviously, from experience and education. But at the end of the day, the heart of God gives us so much wisdom. And it just talks about in James 1:5 that if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom and that God will give us wisdom. And I think that's so awesome. And, you know, we all have points in our life that we can look backwards and say, too bad I didn't have some wisdom on that.
True.
What is, and I'm not even going to ask you if you've had those experiences. Yeah. I'm just going to say, hey, give us an example of one of your experiences.
Well, maybe there have been a few. I'll choose something that's really old. So hopefully it's like past the, you know,
you've
the
matured
time
and grown wise since then. Got
it. So I think this was my first year of college. I had come home for Christmas break and there was this youth group trip. And so I kind of went as an adult, you know, soon to be youth pastor on this trip. And it was a trip to Branson, Missouri, which is a fun place.
Yeah.
And there's this outdoor shopping mall, kind of big outlet mall. And it's kind of cool. It's got, you know, it's like two stories. And so you could be on the balcony of the second and looking out at the parking lot, like parking lot everywhere. I mean, it's just huge. They call it, they used to call it the Big Red Roof Mall. I don't know. Oh. They said it looks like a big Pizza Hut, which I don't think Pizza Hut anymore has red roofs. But anyways,
I don't know.
So we, you know, I'm looking for something fun to do. We can't find anything cool. We go to like a toy store and the coolest thing we can find is like a model rocket. And we're like, well, this will be fun. Let's shoot this off in the parking lot.
Now, let me just reverse my, and you're the leader.
I'm supposed to be. Yeah, I'm supposed to be like
okay,
a college leader of the, you know, of the youth group.
Yeah, every youth pastor's dream is to have such a great leader.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sure that, Paul, if you're listening, I'm sure you were thrilled to have me doing this. So basically, we get this model rocket. We're like, this is cool. So we go out in this parking lot. There's not a lot of stuff there. We start to open up the box. We're getting set up. We're doing our thing. And while we're doing that, we kind of hear this beeping, and it's one of those big propane tank trucks that's backing up to park there. I guess
awesome.
He needs to go to a date at the mall. And we're like, okay, whatever. So we go ahead, and we're in the next parking space.
Not thinking about what's in the truck.
Yeah. So we proceed to set up our rocket.
Awesome.
We get it all ready, get the thing ready to launch. And then we're kind of like, wow, well, this is kind of actually cool. And so we take a picture, which I could probably find, of us with this truck. And then we go ahead and do it.
Oh,
so we hit the button.
Goodness.
This thing goes, you know, shoots off. This guy, this driver happened to be walking around the corner. He sees this from that second floor balcony. He starts yelling and running and we start running and we ran clear to the other side of that whole place. And fortunately, he never found us and no harm, no foul, nothing blew up. But that was pretty dumb. I mean, that really was.
So if you can find the picture, we need to put
okay,
that on the website.
Yes.
That's
yes.
just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but wow. I'm not really sure how to respond to it, except that isn't it great that God does give us another chance?
True, yes, yes.
You know, we all have those failures of wisdom. I'm not sure I've ever had one quite like that.
Yeah, it could have ended very badly, so.
Well, my kiddos always know that my first rule is safety first.
Yes.
So you would have had a talking to
yes.
no matter what.
And I'm much more safety conscious now, yes. just if any listeners are concerned.
You really are, and I know that. But I love the story because it helps us all. Yeah. To understand that we have those moments
yes.
where we have not engaged with wisdom.
Right. Totally.
And the amazing thing about God that he doesn't look at our failures. He looks at our need for something more. And that wisdom, you know, I've been in situations where I've learned to take a pause and to ask God to reveal what I need to know in order to manage the situation in a way that will give honor and to everyone around me. So I would tell anyone that's listening and has a kid listening to the story, don't do that.
Yes, I agree. Do not try this at home.
So,
please.
But at the same time, do this. You know, talk to people that have experience in education, but at the end of the day, be sure and seek God first and ask God for that wisdom. So let's make that our challenge today.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.